A new WBUR poll finds nearly 1 in 3 Massachusetts residents who's filled a prescription in the last year has struggled to afford it, and more than 1 in 4 have skipped doses or rationed pills because of the cost. This even though the vast majority of Massachusetts residents have health insurance. WBUR's Karen Weintraub introduces us to one of those patients as we begin a week-long series called The Price of Health.
Joanne Roten actually has 2 forms of insurance, Medicare and supplemental insurance. But like 3/4 of Massachusetts residents, Roten still finds the cost of medications unreasonable.
So, I mean, it's just, I think that the drug companies are getting too big for their britches. I can say that, right? I do. I think they need to have some kind of humanity going on in there.
Roten is 73, with long white hair she pulls back in a ponytail. She's been struggling with diabetes for nearly a quarter century. She carefully tests her blood sugar 3 to 5 times a day and balances it against what she eats and how much she exercises.
When you have diabetes, it affects every organ in your body.
Right.
So you have to take care of your body.
But living on a fixed income makes it tough for Roten to afford her diabetes medication, in addition to all the other medications she takes. A cholesterol drug, pills for high blood pressure, thyroid problems and sleep issues, a daily aspirin, 2 antidepressants, and an inhaler to help her breathe. Roten drives herself to the drugstore near her Everett home pretty much every week. She's on a first-name basis with the pharmacist.
But the total for today is this much, $159.46.
So that's a good healthy feeding of my charge card, don't you think? $160. I just got done paying something on it, and I put this on, and it goes boop, back up.
Roten is doing okay right now financially, since she inherited her ex-husband's Social Security benefits and bought that second insurance plan. But already this year, she's spent $378 for her diabetes treatment and more than $1,200 total on medications. Without insurance, today's $90 bill for insulin would have been more than $3,500.
Is that incredible? I mean, that's almost laughable, isn't it?
Price isn't the only challenge. Medicare and Roten's insurance company decide what brand of insulin she can use and what monitoring system. And sometimes they change those decisions. Roten had to adjust to both a new drug and a new blood sugar monitor in the last few years.
So they're like sort of dictating what a person can get and can't get. And you can't shop around because they got the call on it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Medicare has said these are the only ones that you can have, so that's all you can do.
It's a common problem. In a new WBUR poll, more than 1/3 of Massachusetts residents who have recently taken a medication say they've been told their insurance wouldn't cover a prescription. Roten cuts corners where she can to try to save money. She says she reuses her needles to make them last longer, but they get dull fast and then hurt going in. Roten also has saved money by getting extra supplies from friends and relatives. A neighbor gave her needle-tipped pens she uses to inject insulin.
God is so good to me. He really is. And also when my aunt died, she had some, so I got hers. And my cousin died, I got his.
Still, sometimes she rations her insulin to make it go further.
I'm supposed to take 54 units in the morning and 48 units at night. So what I might do is just take 50 in the morning and then just take, you know, 40 at night. But then I wake up with high blood sugar, so that's not good. When you're backed up against a wall, I mean, you have to do something.
We suspect that there are a lot more that are doing it, and we don't even know.
Dr. Bob Gabe is the chief medical officer at Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston, where Roten gets her diabetes care. He says he's not sure how many of his own patients struggle to pay for insulin. It's a difficult conversation to have.
It often takes a little bravery on their part to be able to share that, because it's for many people it's a bit embarrassing to have to talk about their inability to afford things.
There's no question, he and others say, that keeping blood sugar levels stable is essential for patients' health long term.
They can reduce their risks of heart disease and stroke and blindness and kidney failure and amputations dramatically, more than 50% for sure.
That's David Nathan, who directs the Diabetes Center at the Massachusetts General Hospital and is a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School.
These complications are extraordinarily expensive, both in terms, of course, human terms, but also in financial terms, so that the better that we are able to prevent those complications, the better we can reduce costs overall, and human costs in particular.
This is all part of a national debate over how to make healthcare work better for patients without stifling medical innovation. Joanne Roten certainly wants to pay less at her local drugstore. She also wouldn't say no to a cure. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.